So Sustain Us is a youth-led organization that's been active in the climate justice and sort of social and economic development space. And this delegation to COP is all about storytelling and really building relationships and networks with other youth around the world to advance kind of our goals and message really through, creative media work and storytelling work and, powerful actions that grip people's imagination.
Well, what kind of actions?
So at COP this year, it's the second day of COP is the U.S. presidential election. And the U.S. is a significant part of the global climate justice scenario, in part because we're one of the largest emitters historically of fossil fuels. And so we have the greatest responsibility, I feel, to address the climate crisis. So we're going to be doing an election response action, saying that whoever our new president is on November 9th, that we as youth demand that they commit to leaving fossil fuels in the ground and commit to working for climate justice goals in their presidency.
Now, you're a student at Naropa University.
Yes.
And that has been the subject of some of the divestment from fossil fuel campaigning that has been successful at many different college campuses. There's also another campaign at CU Boulder as well. Would you say that's an example of a successful campaign on the part of young people around climate change and around this campaign to leave fossil fuels in the ground?
Yeah, divestment is a really important tactic, and it's one that I wholeheartedly believe in. Several people in our delegation to Morocco, including myself, have been involved on their campuses in divestment. I will say that I think at this point more is needed because the divestment campaign was aimed at creating a political shift before Paris and the Paris climate talks to get a certain level of action. And one thing divestment's done that's been amazing is it's introduced many young people to political tools and political engagement who are continuing to be involved. So, yeah, very important.
But what other avenues are there? Because there has been so much cynicism, I would say, certainly around the elections, and there has been a real notable absence of discussion on climate change issues, I would have to say, in the lead up to the presidential elections. But just in the fact that you mentioned the Paris talks, and now we're having talks in Morocco, and people are just frustrated that no real action is coming out of these talks. And so are there actions that young people are taking, say, aside from the divestment movement, that you feel are, galvanizing young people around this issue and that are making a real impact?
Yeah, I get the cynicism and hopelessness and frustration of our times. I feel like to be young, or really to be a human being and to be alive right now, is to be aware of really an intense crisis around us, and it can be intense. But nevertheless, some of the things I see young people doing everything happening at Standing Rock is something that deeply moves me. And a lot of youth have been leaders there. Actually, a group of Native youth who ran from the Standing Rock Reservation to first Omaha and then Washington, D.C., really brought what's happening there into the forefront of the world. So I'd say going to Standing Rock is one thing people can do, and getting involved locally in local issues to keep fossil fuels in the ground wherever you are, be that fracking in Colorado or the tar sands in Canada or other projects. And also, working towards solutions and working towards, I have young friends who are engineers who want to go into renewable energy and building community-owned renewable energy, and have friends who are interested in restorative justice and healing social relationships. So really, wherever people are called, they're needed at this point.
You're going to the climate talks kind of in an official capacity. You will have accreditation to be on the inside. I mean, do you think it's more effective to be there working through official channels, or that activism that often happens on the outside of this, which we have seen at very many of the climate talks?
Yeah, well, those need to be linked together, I feel, and they need to both be happening simultaneously. For me, being inside the halls of power and having access to these decision makers is a real privilege and a real responsibility. And so my main goal personally and main intention is to uplift the stories of grassroots issues and struggles so that these negotiators don't see climate change as an abstract issue that's all about numbers and data, but that they see that it's about real people's lives and that young people are fighting for our lives. One thing that we're going to be saying is, there's this leaked email from Hillary Clinton where she says that the youth who are critical of pipelines and fracking would come to her rallies. And she said in her email, you know, these young people should just get a life. And what we're saying is, well, we are trying to get a life, and that there's no life to be had if our leaders continue to extract fossil fuels. And basically that, you know, people are fighting for their lives and we need our leaders to stand with us